Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation. Maria, can I make a suggestion? I'm looking at our website, and to enhance our position as the region's largest retailer of cooking equipment, I think we should add some features to the online product listings.
Yes, I agree. The person who originally designed the site for us, Sarah Yoon, still works in that field as a freelancer. I'm sure she could upgrade the site for us. I'll call her today.
Excellent. One thing I'd like to include is a product search by brand. So first, this afternoon, I'll put together a list of all the brands we sell.
Number 32.
Where do the speakers work?
Number 33.
Who most likely is Miss Yoon?
Number 34.
What does the man say he will do in the afternoon? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation. Customer service, how may I help you?
Hi, my name is Lisa Denby. I applied for a Kohlberg store credit card online last week and was approved, but I haven't yet received my card in the mail. Can you find out what happened to it?
Sure, I'd be happy to do that. Could you spell your last name for me?
D-E-N-B-Y.
Got it. Let's figure out what went wrong here. It appears that you checked the box marked in-store pickup, so we shipped your card to the Sefton Heights branch. You'll have to go there to get it.
Number 35.
What does the woman hope to do?
Number 36.
What information does the man ask for?
Number 37.
What does the man say the woman must do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Vicky, you've heard how I sometimes teach at the local community college, right? Well, I'd like our product development division to help the students understand the work we do. So I was thinking of bringing the class here next week. Would that be all right with you?
Sure. The golf simulator product we're developing is undergoing hands-on testing now. So we can have our quality assurance team walk them through the whole process.
That would be great. Could you talk to Donnie, the quality assurance manager, and make sure he updates their project's progress report? I'd like to show that to the students too.
Number 38.
Why does the man talk to the woman?
Number 39.
What does the woman recommend doing?
Number 40.
What does the man ask the woman to do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I came to find out about your vehicle painting service. I'm interested in getting my company's logo, plus some graphics, painted onto the side and windows of this delivery van.
Sure. Do you have a design idea in mind?
Well, I run a garment cleaning service, and I just added a delivery option. I bring the clean laundry to customers' homes. So, a design that emphasizes speed and convenience.
Okay. We have many samples of graphic designs for your type of business here in our database. Take a look at them. I'm sure we have something that'll work for your van.
Number 41.
What does the man want to have painted?
Number 42.
What kind of company does the man operate?
Number 43.
What does the woman suggest the man do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Mr. Hilling, so nice to see you again. How are the flowers you bought from us? Do you need some more soil for them?
No, they're doing just fine. I'm actually here to buy a potted rose bush. I'm going to give it to a new neighbor tomorrow.
Oh, in that case, you should talk to Jody. She's our expert on roses. Jody? Mr. Hilling is looking to buy some roses.
I'd be happy to help you with that. Since you are an experienced grower, how about this variety? It's very beautiful.
Well, it's not for me, so I think I'd better get something that doesn't require too much care.
In that case, I recommend these.
Number 44.
Where does the conversation most likely take place?
Number 45.
What does the man say he will do tomorrow?
Number 46.
According to the man, what is most important about a product? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm with La Trobe Courier Service. I have an envelope with paperwork for Mr. Max Beckley.
Oh, you can leave it with me here at the reception desk and I'll make sure he gets it.
Thank you. Also, I'm sorry to bother you, but I was looking for another business just now and it wasn't where my mobile app said it would be. Sometimes this technology is really frustrating. Do you happen to know where Yelnik Associates is located?
Sure. Their office is in the alley a little up the street. Once you turn left at the Garden Lights Cafe, it's really noticeable.
Ah, okay. Thanks.
Number 47.
What is the purpose of the man's visit?
Number 48.
What does the man express frustration with?
Number 49.
What does the woman imply when she says,
"It's really noticeable"?
Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation. I just finished looking over the data from our study on green technology, and the results are very surprising. We should run the experiment again to make sure that they're correct.
I agree, but if we're going to present the findings at the Riggins Conference like we had hoped, we'll need to speed up the process. That's the only way we'll be able to complete our analysis in time.
That's a good point. I'll ask the team to gather this afternoon to talk over the experiment process. They may have some ideas on how to shorten it without sacrificing accurate results.
Number 50.
What is the conversation mainly about?
Number 51.
What does the woman want to change?
Number 52.
What does the man say he will do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Quentin, Serena, I have some news. Starting in early June, our staff parking area will be closed so that Cruise can upgrade its landscaping and lighting systems.
That's a big project. That area might be off limits for weeks.
Right. So I was wondering if you two have ideas for easing the burden on staff.
At the Lake Avenue train station, there's a free shuttle bus connection that stops one block from this office. The service just started up last week.
Most employees can access that station, so that would work.
Sounds good. Serena, could you tell everyone else about the shuttle?
Sure. I'll post the details on our staff website now.
Number 53.
What will happen in June?
Number 54.
What does the woman suggest doing?
Number 55.
Where will the woman share some information with others? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Mr. York, this is Dr. Lloyd. You called the clinic earlier today?
Yes, doctor. I want to talk to you about the cream you prescribed for my skin condition. I'm applying it as directed, but my symptoms are getting worse.
Well, I warned you that this medication may do that at first.
I know, but it wasn't supposed to last this long. I'm going to the beach for vacation next week, and I'm afraid I'll have to cover up to keep my condition from appearing in any pictures.
In that case, you should lower the dosage amount by applying it just once a day before bed, but we should avoid stopping the treatment altogether.
Number 56.
Why does the man want to speak to the woman?
Number 57.
What will the man do next week?
Number 58.
What does the woman recommend? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Mr. Norris, did you know there's an empty storefront in downtown Rissville? How about buying it and opening a second branch of Norris Stationery?
I don't think so. I've heard from other small business owners that that kind of thing is always more difficult than it seems.
You may be right. It's just that business has been really good recently.
I suppose.
Why don't I put together a formal proposal for you? I'll spend some time in Rissville looking into its current market conditions.
All right. But make sure you also think about how a location there might affect this branch.
Number 59.
What possibility is being discussed?
Number 60.
What does the woman imply when she says,
"It's just that business has been really good recently"?
Number 61.
Why will the woman go to Rissville? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and coupon.
Excuse me, do you sell glass beads?
Yes, they're over here. We're actually having a sale on Riley beads right now, so I recommend those.
They are very pretty. Do the discounts apply to all the different sizes of beads available?
Yes, they do. Here's a coupon. But if you're looking for variety, these boxes of assorted beads are a good choice.
Oh, I see. Yes, I think just one assorted box would do.
Sure. The counter is this way. So, you make jewelry?
Well, not usually, but I'm going to make a bracelet to give my friend for her birthday this year.
Oh, that's nice.
Number 62.
What does the woman say about Riley beads?
Number 63.
Look at the graphic. Which discount does the woman qualify for?
Number 64.
What does the woman plan to do? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and directory.
Rainer University Campus Helpline.
Hi, my name is Neil Powell, and I'm an undergraduate majoring in chemistry here.
Hello, Neil. What can I do for you today?
Well, my parents are coming to visit me this semester, and they need a place to stay. I live on campus, so I don't know the city very well. I was hoping you could recommend some inexpensive hotels.
You should talk to the housing department. I'll transfer you. The staff there has been specially trained to handle these sorts of inquiries, so they can offer you some good ideas. Please stay on the line while I look up the number.
Number 65.
Who most likely is the man?
Number 66.
Look at the graphic. Which number will the woman dial?
Number 67.
According to the woman, what makes some staff able to help? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and chart.
Hi, I'm interested in getting satellite television service for my home and heard your company has packages with lots of sports channels. I especially like classic football matches.
Yes, our standard package has more than 20 sports channels, and some of them show that kind of content. This brochure has the current list.
Wow, these channels are awesome. How much does this package cost?
It varies by the length of your contract. Here's the price chart.
I guess I'd better go with a 2-year contract.
Great choice. Just a second. I'll check our calendar to see when we could send a technician out to your home.
Number 68.
What most likely does the man like to watch?
Number 69.
Look at the graphic. How much will the man most likely pay per month?
Number 70.
What will the woman do next?